Testing house chamber.
Will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors alike are asked to please silence all electronic devices. Today's prayer will be offered by Representative Cunningham. We'd ask all members and all visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Cunningham.
Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, in the busyness of my day, I sometimes forget to stop and to thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon me. My blessings are many, and my heart is filled with gratefulness for the gift of life. Thank you for your traveling mercies that have brought me to my destination safely. Thank you for my family I left at home in your keeping, also for their patience. Also, Lord, I want to thank you for my extended family that greets me here in this place, the staff members of the North Carolina General Assembly that serve here with dignity and respect day after day. I thank you for the opportunity to serve, for these crucial leadership moments, because the hard things are the ones worth doing, and because genuine achievement involves taking risks, making mistakes, and never giving up. Things that are challenging are difficult. When my heart is stretched, still I rejoice, knowing you are as near to me as my next breath in the midst of turbulence. I am growing and learning. In the silence of my soul, I thank you most of all for your unconditional and eternal love. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 31st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it stand approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for August 31st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House, the clerk will read. The House will come to order.
The appointment of William O. Richardson, 2015-2016, by the Governor of the State of North Carolina, a proclamation. Whereas the Honorable Rick Glazier, elected representative from the 44th House District, 2015-2016 General Assembly, has resigned, and whereas the provision of General Statute 163-11 require that the vacancy created by the resignation of Honorable Rick Glazier be filled by appointment of the person recommended by the 44th State House District Executive Committee of the Democratic Party, and whereas the 44th State House District Executive Committee of the Democratic Party has notified me of its recommendations of William O. Richardson of Cumberland County, North Carolina, to fill an expired term. I do, by these presents, appoint William O. Richardson as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, 2015-2016 General Assembly, in witness whereof I have hereunto signed my name and affixed the great seal of the State of North Carolina and the capital of the city of Raleigh this first day of September in the year of our Lord 2015 and of the independence of the State of the United States, America in 2039. Pat McCrory, Governor, attest. Elaine Marshall, Secretary of State.
Noted. The chair also extends the courtesies of the floor to the members of the Richardson family. Of course, Representative Richardson, his wife Barbara, son Matt and wife Kim, grandchildren Henry and James, daughter Caroline and husband Brendan, and grandchildren Madeline and Mary Rose, son Zach, and adopted son Steve, as well as the Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall. We'd ask that Representative Richardson and his family and the Secretary of State please approach the well. The Secretary of State will administer the oath of office.
especially this star right here. This clearly is a multi-generation swearing in with 2 week old with us here today. Mr. Speaker, thank you for the courtesies of the House. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to be here today. Mr. Richardson and I were classmates in law school, and he and my late husband, Saul, were very close classmates, and I consider it an honor to be here today. If you will raise your right hand. Do you, William O. Richardson, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, and will you be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers which are or may be established for the government thereof? And will you endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of the state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of a member of the House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God, if so, say I do.
I do, with God's help and blessing.
Congratulations.
Representatives Hager and Hall will escort Representative Richardson to seat 71. Thank you all very much. We're honored to have you with us today, and we'll keep an eye on him and take care of him for you. And Representative Richardson's committee appointments will be made at the end of session. Those are being compiled presently. The members, our nurse of the day today is Angie Nichols from Durham, North Carolina. Ms. Nichols, thank you for being with us. Please join me in welcoming her with us today. Additionally, on motion of the member from Wake, Representative Stam, the chair, is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Nancy Stanton and her sons, Cody Stanton, and his service dog, Bert. Cody Stanton won was a member of the 503rd Military Police Battalion in Afghanistan. Would you please stand so that we could welcome you and thank you for your service? Thank you for being here. We're honored by your presence here, and we again thank you for your service. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read. Calendar, Senate Bill 378, the clerk will read.
Senator Bingham, Senate Bill 378, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the punishment for certain offenses of misdemeanor death by vehicle. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Watford, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 378 was prompted by a very bad traffic accident in which a person died, and the perpetrator, person at fault, had a history of these kind of accidents, a recent history. And so what Senator Bingham is trying to do here is to increase the penalty for the unintentional death by motor vehicle from 150 days, which was a maximum that the sentence could be given at that time, to a year. And that's basically all this bill does. And it's got some stipulations that if you've met these stipulations, it gives the judge the option to increase your penalty to a year if death by motor vehicle causes. And I'll, at this time, I'll have to defer any questions to Representative Stevens as far as legal questions, because I'm about as far from being a lawyer as anybody can be in here. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose does the gentleman from Rockingham, Representative Jones, rise?
Debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to say I am supportive of the bill. I have talked with Representative Wadford, and we are going to object to third reading. Have a question for the bill sponsor that we might want to consider a provision, but when you see that objection, it is not that I'm opposed to the bill. Just wanted to make the body aware. Thank you, sir.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 378 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 101 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 378 passes at second reading. The chair has noted there was going to be objection to third. Therefore, the bill remains on the calendar. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
Question of privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the senior member of the Cumberland delegation, it is indeed an honor and a high privilege to welcome William Billy Richardson back to the House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk is recognized for an announcement. The clerk will read the recognition of the Town Municipality Caucus.
Dear Mr. Speaker, we are writing to request that the House recognize the Town Municipality Caucus as a caucus of the House. The Town Municipality Caucus operates as a joint caucus, and we anticipate that the Senate will agree to a joint caucus. The mission of the Town Municipality Caucus is to create an opportunity, open environment for legislators with municipal experience to offer education about the state municipal partnership and to exchange information and ideas about legislation that will impact municipal government. Active participation by caucus members will bring greater awareness to the decision made at the state level and how the practically affect services to citizens at the municipal level. Leadership of the Town Municipality Caucus will include ourselves and Senators Joel Ford and Wesley Meredith as chairs. The membership of the Town Municipality Caucus will initially include both representatives and senators that have municipal experience. The following representatives have been invited to serve as members: Pat McElrath, Michael Ray, Christopher Malone, Paul Stamm, Gail Atcock, Marvin Lucas, Ralph Johnson, John Faircloth, Stephen Ross, D. Craig Horn, Evelyn Terry, Lee Zachary, Julia Howard, George Robinson, John Bradford, Charles Jeter, Jeffrey Elmore, Bill Brawley, Kelly Alexander, and Chuck McGrady. The following senators have been invited to serve as members: Angela Bryant, Don Davis, Louis Pate, James Smith, Floyd McKissick, Mike Woodard, Phil Berger, Trudy Wade, Thomas Tuckle, Fletcher Hartzell, Bob Ruccio, Jeff Tart, and Ralph Heiss. Other House members and senators will be able to join the caucus upon request of all members and senators who have been invited to the Town Municipality Caucus meeting and events. We look forward to getting approved and recognized as soon as possible so that we can start our meetings and address relevant issues. Thank you for your consideration of this request. Sincerely, Representative Susan Hamilton, North Carolina State 18th District, Representative Michael S. Setzer, North Carolina House 8th and 9th District.
Noted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, I beg your indulgence here because I'm very, very nervous. But I would be remiss if I didn't publicly stand up and say to you how grateful I am for the way that you and Ms. Weeks extended your hand of friendship and courtesy and made every effort to make this transition as smooth and as nice as it was. What it meant to my family and what it meant to me and what it meant to the people of Cumberland County cannot be put into words. And I'm so grateful to you for that. And to the members here, I want you to know that this place is magic. It's so special. and to be a part of it. I will work hard to earn my wings and to gain your trust and your respect, because what you do every day, we are so blessed in this country. We get to represent ourselves. We get to decide the future of this state. And it's such a beautiful thing. And when we all come together and we all put our priorities in the right place, we do wonderful things. And I just want you to know how grateful I am for the kindness and courtesies you've extended to me and to my family. It will not be forgotten, and I will do everything I can every day to earn your trust and respect. Thank you so very, very much.
Representative Richardson, we're glad to have you here and appreciate your kind comments. And not sure how much longer we'll be here in session, but glad we were still able to be around for you to come serve with us here this year. For what purpose does the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Ager, rise?
For announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus 1:30 in 12:28.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise?
For a moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd have to agree this place is magic. I've actually seen people disappear here. last week, Representative Ford and I were fortunate enough to announce that, and proudly announce that our girls won the national softball championship. This week, the Rowan County Veterans Honor Guard traveled to Baltimore and won the national championships of the American Legion National Convention. We're very proud of Rowan County. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
A moment of personal privilege.
The lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. I wanted everybody to know that Dr. Wayne Dyer passed away on Sunday, and I've often spoke of him in the House chamber. And I could not leave here and not say how he's going to be missed. He's a world-renowned inspirational speaker, and I have often spoke of him. He transitioned on Sunday in Hawaii at his home. And one of the things that he did is he took a coat and hung it in his closet, and he cut the pockets out of it. So he's going to be buried in that. And the reason he did that is because his reality was that when he left, he would not be able to take anything with him. So that was one of the things that stuck with me, and I wanted you all to know. Even though he's gone, that does not mean that I still will not be saying things from his 30-plus books that he has written. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Moment of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for a point of, to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, I also want to rise and congratulate our new person to the General Assembly. Simply want to say to him that we are now cruising at an altitude of about 20,000 feet. We left somewhat late, but we do believe that we're going to arrive by September the 18th. And we simply want to ask you that we're going to make up the difference if you just follow the wind beneath your wings. And we know that you will be a good legislator.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker, 2 weeks ago, Representative George Graham and I invited everyone to attend a meeting concerning the Pedro mission, which is a search and rescue helicopter that was based in eastern North Carolina. We have a follow-up meeting to that meeting tomorrow, September the 2nd at 1 p.m. in room 423/424, depending on what door you decide to walk in, and we'd love to have everyone in attendance. Thank you.
Further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, subject to receipt of messages from the Senate, committee reports, conference reports, the re-referrals of bills and resolutions, the appointment of conferees, the naming of committee appointments, and reading of representative statements, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September the 2nd at 1 o'clock p.m.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Langton, that subject to receipt of messages from the Senate, committee reports, conference reports, re-referral of bills and resolutions, appointment of conferees, committee appointments, and the reading of representative statements, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 2nd at 1 p.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Commending Thomas W. Tom Ross. Whereas Thomas W. Tom Ross, a Greensboro native, earned a bachelor's degree in political science from Davidson College in 1972 and graduated with honors from the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill School of Law in 1975. And whereas Thomas Ross served as president of UNC System since January 1, 2011, and whereas during his tenure, Tom built a strong and capable leadership team within UNC General Administration, recommended to the UNC Board of Governors in the election of 12 new chancellors, led the development and implementation of UNC's focus, data-informed five-year strategic plan, and maneuvered the system through very challenging economic times, including allocation of some of the largest budget cuts in UNC's history. And whereas Tom has improved collaboration and coordination between the UNC and North Carolina Community College system, including development and revised comprehensive agricultural agreement, and makes college transfer options more defined and easier to follow, and has expanded UNC's effort to serve military-affiliated students and veterans. Whereas Tom has broadened system-wide efforts to maximize efficiencies, promote more shared services, and increase private fundraising. As compared to 5 years ago, UNC is producing 18% more graduates were spending 15% less per degree when accounting for inflation. And whereas Tom was instrumental in developing the comprehensive public dashboard to track key UNC system academic and operational metric and establishing the UNC Campus Security Initiative to explore the complex issues surrounding sexual assault and other violent crimes, campus security, and crime reporting. Now, therefore, Tom Ross deserves recognition for his service to the University of North Carolina. A witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the first day of September 2015. Representative Colin C. Pierce, Principal House Clerk, Denise Weeks.
Motion of Representative Lewis, House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 238, Stalking by GPS Criminal Offense, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and placed on the calendar 36B for September the 2nd. On motion of Representative Lewis, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 373, 2016 Presidential Primary, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, placed on the calendar 36B for September the 2nd.